pleasure to welcome the co-founder and CEO of Smarter, and rather interesting company here. He has over 15 years of entrepreneurial, operational, and management sales, and worn all the hats in the company. Lots of experience with startups in multiple markets. Welcome to the show, Lloyd Huang.
Thanks so much, Chris. Thanks for having me.
I'd like for folks to hear about your real-world experience. I mean, your last startup, this was a Silicon Valley slash China-based startup. It went public on the New York Stock Exchange. We're talking, you know, the traditional IPO raised, I think, something like $8 to $10 billion. I mean, this is pretty exciting. I think you ended up generating in the neighborhood of $150 million in sales over 24 months. Can you tell us more, please?
Startup is actually in semiconductors, and my background is in electrical engineering with emphasis in supercomputing and VLSI design. And I joined that company in 2001 when it was just, you know, a bunch of us trying to come up with attacking this niche market, at that time a niche market, that's bridging China and the United States. And we were able to raise a lot of funding because it is capital intensive in the semiconductor world. But it was interesting because a year after we started, right next door to us, as in literally across the street from us, competitors sprouted up with funding that was astronomical at that time. We were talking about billions of US dollars, and we only had like 500 million, right? So we felt a bit overwhelmed. But, you know, with our group and our team back then, we were able to come up and just focus on what we were trying to deliver, which is a better semiconductor wafer experience for customers around the world. And I was sent to the U.S. office and to help galvanize the sales. And the team there was fantastic. We only had probably no more than 10 people in the U.S. office, and we were able to generate over 25% of the company's revenue. We had targets that we were supposed to meet, and we met them, we surpassed them. And I think that's why we were able to go public at $8 billion on NYSE without too much problem. We were being pushed. Initially, our range was less than $5 billion, I believe. But due to the huge demand for it, we were able to push it up to $8 billion.
Let's move on now to Smarter. This is the first real estate tokenization platform. You're using the Ethereum blockchain, which we're big fans of here, to sort of facilitate homeowners and investors. Tell us more, please.
Yes. In a nutshell, Smarter is a platform that allows homeowners to liquidate a part of their home equity without accumulating any debt or have any interest rate sensitivity, and buyers to purchase that equity at a low threshold down to $1. And we actually customize an insurance policy to mitigate the risk. We believe that the ability to tokenize assets is extremely powerful. But at the same time, you need the legal framework and also protection. During this ICO period that we're in, a lot of people have asked about tokenization, which is great, but how are they protected? And we thought about it from the very beginning, that our users obviously are the most important aspect of this marketplace on both sides. And so in order to protect them, we had to come up with an insurance policy because, after all, we are a startup. When people use a startup company, platform, or any other kind of startups, there is that startup risk. What would happen if I invest something and the startup disappears? And we believe that in order to protect our users, we have to come up with a customized insurance policy that will protect their investment should anything happen.
It's a novel way of looking at lending and securitization. Let's say you have an emergency expense. There's really not the time and inclination to go through the traditional venues to procure those funds, presenting a whole new way for folks to tap in to a resource, to their capital.
Yes, we actually came up with the idea because we live, except for one team member, we live in the San Francisco Bay Area, which includes Silicon Valley. And I'm sure a lot of people know, a lot of people have all this capital locked up in their homes and their properties. But if you look at their day-to-day living, they are under strain. Of course, the salaries and compensation are a lot higher in this area, but that doesn't mean everyone's a, you know, multimillionaire or billionaire. And so the way that people live here is not what's imagined outside. Not everyone's driving a Ferrari, not everyone's driving Rolls Royce. So there are capital and monetary needs for people who live here. And the only options right now are home equity loans, or if you're 62 and above, reverse mortgages, both of which are, you're sensitive to interest rate, to the interest rates. And for home equity loans, there's the debt issue, the accumulation of debt. And unfortunately, we've seen in the past that people get into trouble with that. And with Smarter, we believe that people can capitalize on their equity without, one, losing tenancy, and two, without accumulating debt. And that, we feel, is very powerful. And while the home equity debt market as of 2016 was over $150 billion, we feel that we can actually grow a new segment of that market where people who would otherwise not even consider it because they don't want any debt on their, you know, family balance sheet.
Now, I think you've covered the bases here on the general concept. I'd like for our listeners today an overview, if you could, on just how you intend to create value for the token holders, please.
Yes, so the tokens are legally structured to be vouchers. There's 75% discount on the purchasing fees on the Smarter platform. So, for example, if you were to buy a percentage of a few houses and the fees end up being $100, as an example, then with SRE tokens, then you get a 75% discount. So what you really end up paying is $25. So the platform fees are a percentage of what the value of the transaction. It's pegged at 0.5%. So you can imagine as the platform grows, as more homeowners get on the platform and more buyers, not just domestically in the U.S., but also around the world, the volume and transaction value goes up. And with that, the fees go up because it's a percentage. And you can imagine the demand for it will grow. Because every time people use the SRE tokens as it's designed to use, which is the 75% voucher, it is burned. So there are only 100 million tokens in existence. We will never create any more. And once people start using the platform, they start getting burned. And as they start getting burned, and obviously the number of tokens decrease, and you can imagine what would happen in terms of their value.
For folks who, like myself, listening, let's say a $200,000 mortgage, okay, with considerable equity, but there's just no current method or mechanism for accessing that equity without tacking on more of this debt that is a real concern that people have following 2007-2008 credit crisis. And what Smarter does is it allows folks to not procure more debt. It allows you to access what you've built up, some of maybe you might say your savings or your investment in the home, to access that as equity. Okay, moving on. Any other important details you'd like to share with the listeners?
One last thing is that Smarter, obviously we're a startup, but the concept of Smarter is almost recession-proof. While I do not wish it to ever happen again, but if the housing market does go into recession, our platform is actually a great way for homeowners to stay in their homes and buyers to purchase percentages inexpensively in areas that we're targeting, which are high-demand areas, because in the long term, these areas are growing. So imagine if the platform were available during the bottom of the last recession, and buyers were able to buy percentages of these various San Francisco properties. If you look at it from that bottom, which was 2011 in San Francisco, to the current time today, August 2017, those percentages would have, on average, returned more than 100%. So we feel that, you know, Smarter is good for both during the good times, also during the bad times. We just feel that we can serve a lot of people during all times.
I would like, you know, maybe to give folks an idea of, let's say, a worst-case scenario. Suddenly, the ECB and the BOJ send rates skyward, and our Fed policymakers decide to, send the overnight lending rate sky high. and suddenly the real estate market just dries up, and we're looking at maybe something as bad or worse than, you know, the 2007-2008 housing crisis. If that were to suddenly unfold, can you give us an idea of any fail-safes or scenarios where smarter will be better prepared?
Yes. So let me talk about on the buyer side first. So if the interest rates were to go up and then people who are on ARMs all of a sudden, you know, realize that their monthly payments go up, our insurance monitoring system will be triggered to see, like, what happens to individual households. So if, for example, a mortgage payer cannot make his or her mortgage payments, then our monitoring system will trigger that, and we will investigate on a case-by-case basis, because obviously we want to protect the investment of our buyers. But, you know, even before that, any home, any property that's put on Smarter has to be equity positive, as in the homeowner has to have at least 51% equity in their home. So we believe that people who have 51% equity in their home, especially in these high demand areas that we're initially focusing on, will work really hard and try to find alternatives to stay in their homes and to keep their properties because of all the time, effort, and money they've put into it. Now, on the flip side, for people who all of a sudden realize that, wow, you know, home equity loans are not a viable option because of the skyrocketing interest rate, Smarter, we believe, will come into assistance for a lot of these homeowners that need to tap equity lines. And when I say equity lines, they're not credit lines, because, you know, the homeowners do not have to return this. The only time where it has to, quote unquote, return is when they sell the property and the percentages that was sold on our platform has to go back to our users. So on an interest rate issue, we feel that Smarter will be very helpful for people who are looking for ways to tap in their homes without being sensitive or to these rates or also any debt.
Maybe a touch a bit more the automated process that Smarter does, or at least offers to investors.
Sure. For a Smarter startup like, you know, us, no pun intended, we are a small company currently. And for us, without the blockchain technology, we would not exist. Because in order to hire a corporate middleman, if we had to go for a custodian bank or whatever, the costs are a bit too high for us. And even, I believe, for some medium-sized companies, is also very high. So in order for us to exist, the Ethereum blockchain is very, very helpful, because the smart contract is a neutral third party. You know, you just list the conditions that both parties, the buyers and the homeowners, agree to before it's committed. Once it's committed, there's no rollbacks. You know, the homeowner cannot say, oh, what I meant was something, something, or the buyers cannot roll back either. So we make sure that the conditions, just like in a normal escrow, all the conditions that both sides agree to are written into the smart contract, so that when the boxes are ticked off on both sides, it is done and it is committed and it's immutable, so that if there are ever a dispute, everyone can go on to the blockchain and look at what was agreed to at what time and in which way.
People will remember during the housing crisis, I mean, there were considerable concern who owned what. With all the securitization, the mortgage-backed securities were sliced and diced into tranches. You might have thousands or tens of thousands of mortgages, not even, you know, the folks who packaged and bundled many of these securities knew what they contained. Well, Smarter has solved that, whether intentionally or not, by recording all these transactions on the Ethereum blockchain. You know, it's really triple entry accounting, and it's there for the world to see. All right, as we wrap things up here, can you give folks an idea of where the tokens will trade?
So, Chris, that's a very good question, but unfortunately, due to regulatory rules, we cannot talk about where they will be traded. Tokens are not considered securities. So, if we were to talk about it, unfortunately, we would breach some rules. But we understand that third parties will encourage exchanges to take up our tokens, and for that, that's out of our control.
So I believe, if I remember reading the paper, that Waves, Ethereum, what about Bitcoin or any others?
Yes, we have set four cryptocurrencies: Waves, Ethereum, Ether, Ripple.
Bitcoin, maybe, BTC?
Bitcoin, yeah, exactly. And we also accept fiat. We understand that a lot of people, especially during this time of cryptocurrency trends. A lot of people want to use USDs instead, and we also accept that.
Oh, what about the yuan or the renminbi? Any interest there, or is it just U.S. dollars?
It is U.S. dollars for now. We actually considered the RMB from China, but due to a lot of issues right now, especially with what's happening over there, we decided against it. Please visit Smartre, that's smartre.io, and there are links there to our Telegram, to our Slack, Facebook, Twitter, and feel free to ask questions. I try to drop in at least every 2 hours to answer any questions that people have there.
We want to wish you the most success and hope that our listeners will, you know, investigate more. I suspect you'll be hearing from GoldSeek radio listeners over the coming weeks.
Thanks so much, Chris.
GoldSeek.com employees were not compensated in any capacity by Smartre. This interview is presented only for its informational and educational content and must not be construed as investment advice or as an endorsement of the Smartre ICO SRC tokens. Employees reserve the right to purchase SRE tokens.
With stocks hitting new highs, the next sector to fly could be the precious metals. GoldSeek's top industry analyst just uncovered another solid gold opportunity, Silvercorp Metals. Silvercorp's key property is located in China, the largest gold producer in the world. Silvercorp's net income is soaring, up 589%. Production eclipsed guidance by 27.5%. totaling 6.5 million ounces. Mining operations are literally printing silver at only $3.82 per ounce. AISC net byproducts credits for the fiscal year 2017. Sales increased 51% year over year, and cash flow from operations more than doubled to $80 million. Silvercorp continues to set the industry standard with reduced costs, equity appreciation, a solid dividend, and improved free cash flow. Silvercorp is uniquely positioned to capitalize on rising silver, lead, and zinc prices. To learn more about the exceptional opportunity in Silvercorp Inc., direct your web browser to silvercorpmetals.com, ticker symbol SVM in the U.S. and Canada. Remember to treat your portfolio with a core position in Silvercorp Metals.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.